This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. You may also sign up for my newsletter to get the weekly schedule of the guest. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button if you would like to see the guest online. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info for links and files. It was created by one of our talented listeners to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Paul Bremer arrived in Baghdad at the official end of hostilities. At that time, there was $6 billion remaining from the Oil for Food program, numerous frozen assets, $10 billion from resumed Iraqi oil exports and other stashed assets. All funds were transferred into a special account at the internationally owned Federal Reserve Bank in New York for the benefit of the Iraqi people. What happened to those assets? Congress chose to spend $18.4 billion of the taxpayers' money to reconstruct Iraq instead of using the allotted funds. When Bremer left Baghdad in 2004, over $8.8 billion of the funds under his supervision were missing. The Iraq reconstruction is similar to the Marshall Plan, a cash cow for government-friendly firms. Millions of dollars were pilfered from the Iraqi Central Bank. Between $11 million and $26 million worth of Iraqi property was seized by a coalition provisional authority and is unaccounted for. Contractor payrolls are routinely padded with hundreds of ghost employees. Millions have been paid to contractors for work that was never done. Just about $4 million was submitted for labor costs for individuals who didn't do any work at all. According to the Newhouse News Service, the British American Coalition seized Hussein's assets. Who has all these assets now? We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Bhuthaina Nevlin. Welcome, Bhuthaina.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I wish you had a happy, a nice, wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year for you and all your listeners.
Oh, thank you so very much. You gave me a source list today, which I posted on my schedule page. And yes, Listeners should really go there, go to that page. It has amazing, amazing information. It's just amazing. I can't say enough about the sources you've gathered for today's program.
And this is the effort of many Iraqi journalists and Arab journalists. I have nothing to do with it. I just put it together in one piece. But I really thank all those who did it. And thank you, Diana, for posting it.
Indeed. And to access that, just go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, then on the month, December, and just click on the page that talks about, the name of it is, we have a name.
Iraq After 2003.
Iraq After the 2003 U.S. Invasion. If you click on that link, you will bring up several links, YouTube videos. I mean, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing documentation for what has gone on, what is continuing to go on about Saddam's trial. Anyway, so...
Diana, I mean, today is the 7th anniversary for, we call it in Iraq, the martyrdom or the assassination of President Saddam Hussein. And today he was executed in 2006. At that time, 30th of December marked also the Pilgrim's Day, the most holy day in the Islamic, Arab people or Muslim people. People were doing their pilgrims. This is the most sacred night when they stand on Arafat Mountain and do their pilgrims. A few hours of that, it's Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, which is remarked the event that took place, thousands of years ago with Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. It marked that Prophet Abraham on that day was ordered by God to sacrifice his son Ishmael, and he did the order of God. He took his son and he went to sacrifice him in Mecca, but then after that God, Almighty God, sent a big lamp and told him, I test you. You are a great prophet. You did what I want. Now I will keep Prophet Ishmael, and you sacrifice the lamb. And this was the ritual that the Muslim does every year. So, and Ishmael, he is the father of the Arabs. Now, Prophet Abraham has two sons, Ishmael the first, and Isaac, Ishaq, who was the father of the Jews, but Ishmael, he was the father of the Arab. So this is the important point that U.S. want to butcher Saddam in that day in particular, just to tell the Arab and the Muslims, okay, or the Arab especially, that, okay, your father is done, killed. It's a butchering for the Arab nation by butchering Saddam in that particular time. It's very, very devious way to show the Arab people the hatred that the Bush administrations have against the Arab Muslim, Arab especially. So... that's the significance of that date. Of course, in the Arab world, in the Muslim world, in the Arab thing, and if there is a holy feast, a holy day, if people stop the execution, even the most hideous criminal, if it is a holy day or a feast or a religious day, nobody kill or execute criminals at that time. So that's one violation to the conscience or the feeling of all the Muslim. Other thing, according to the Iraqi law, no execution should carried out in the religious days, in the Christmas to Eid al-Adha and the other Eid, the Eid of fasting. So that's another violation. And it was done especially to give a message to the Arab people, okay, the last one, who's strong and calling for the Arab Brotherhood, we kill him. So no more Arab Brotherhood now. And that's what they meant in that time. So that's a give you a little bit, the date, the significance of that date. because Saddam supposedly has several accounts or several charges to be tried of. He was charged or tried for one local incident, which is at the jail. They call it at the jail court or the jail incident. There are other things that allegedly the American want to try him for, but they didn't try him. They just killed him in that time. That's one thing I want just to tell your listener, the significance of that day then in 2006, because it marked the most holy day in the Muslim world.
Interesting. All righty, we will be back after a word from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And I was particularly impressed with the booklet that you sent. It's a PDF file, and it is called Malachi's Authoritarian Regime. Yes. It was just published in 2013, and it is quite significant. Very significant about what's going on, what has gone on. Yes. The seizure of resources, it's just terrible what has happened in Iraq.
Yeah, and just put in mind that this Prime Minister Maliki was heavily backed by Bush and by the new administration, the American government, very, very heavily backed and supported. Diana, now we mark the 7th anniversary of the assassination of President Saddam. I just want to give your audience what's life after President Saddam rule. Let's go to see what's going on in this year. What's the life in Iraq, in Baghdad, and in other Iraqi cities and provinces? Let me just read you some of the headlines of everyday news in Iraq. I took all these from, multiple sources, but I think everybody heard them. Just give you an idea what's life in Iraq after the reign of the, after 2003. Let's go to 2013. We see one headline said, Iraq's 2013 deadliest year since 2008 with 7,000 plus or more killed in Iraq. December 16, I'm going to take, small headlines. December 16, 2013, wave of violence kills more than 70 in Iraq. November 29, 2013, Black Friday in Iraq, more than 50 people dead in a cross-country attacks and kidnappings. November 25, 2013, double bombing in Baghdad kills at least 17, wound 37. November 20th, 2013, Baghdad bombing wave kills at least 47, wound 132. October 20th, 2013, deadly Sunday, over 50 killed in bombings across Iraq. October 17th, 2013, over 50 killed in spate of attacks in Iraq and Eid celebration. That's the holy celebration in Iraq, Muslim holy celebration. September 30th, 2013, 14 car bombs in Baghdad kill at least 54. September 21, we have 90 kills. September 15, we have 50 dead. We go to reach August. August 23, 2013, suicide bombings in Baghdad, attacks across, kill 32. Suicide, this is, they say it, but I don't believe it. August 10, 2013, around 80 killed, 200 wounded in string of bombings in Iraq. We go to July 21st, 65 killed and 190 wounded in Iraq, worst violence since 2008. We go to May 27, dozen killed in a string of Baghdad bombings. We go on and on. And we reach a title called Iraq After 10 Years of Liberation, Post-War Life Overshadowed by Crumbling Infrastructure, Corruption, and Poverty. And there's a good report on RT about the horrible life in Iraq. The most important thing is the casualties that's an increase every day. These car bombs are really, really killing people. And every day, scores and scores of those poor people died because of these car bombs, which everybody in Iraq said that Maliki government or all the government that put by U.S. are responsible for that. I mean, that's a well-known fact.
And that's in addition. I always think, when I think of Iraq, I always think of the sanctions and the 500,000 children that died during those sanctions.
Diana, 500,000, that's under five, children under five.
Yes.
And I think the whole casualties with the adult and the, it's what, 1.5 million. I think so. I mean, I'm not sure about the number, but the sanction, the whole sanction was 1.5 million, all of them died in the sanction. I just want to say that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's correct that 500 million children under five, yes.
Right, 500,000,
yes. Yes, I'm sorry, 500,000, yes.
Well, it's just amazing to me that, and the destruction that was caused by the first war,
yes.
And it's really been ongoing. That You know, there's no separation, just like there's no separation between World War One and World War Two. There was an ongoing battle, an ongoing war, and they completely destroyed the country so that there was only 4% of the electrical power left in Iraq after that, after the first invasion.
Yeah, the two wars, 1991-2003, but, I mean, really at that time the government did a great job and they restored a lot of things. They built, they restored. Life was normal again with just the Iraqi efforts, and the leadership of Iraq was really wise, and they put everything back, clean water, electricity. Life was much normal, though we were under severe sanction, but the leadership was very smart, and they know what they are doing, and they put our life back together. But 2003 was really a complete destruction. It's really a very, very complete destruction. They know what they are doing, and what they didn't do, what they couldn't do with the bombing, they sent their well-trained militias to do the rest. I mean, the theft that everybody saw on the TV. All those people are very well trained militia, whom later on they, by an order from Paul Bremer, the American ruler of Iraq after the invasion, put them, all those thieves, all those rapists, all those militia, put them and made the new Iraqi and police forces. So all the violation and abuse of the Iraqi people from 2005 2005 mostly, is done by those the so-called the militia and the new Iraqi police and new Iraqi army. I send you two videos about their latest massacre. People are protesting in most of the Iraqi cities. In Hawija, they have this SWAT, SWAT, they call it SWAT, Special Forces, that's Maliki army. And he sent them to Hawija protesters. They killed 200 people in just one day. I mean, and they left their bodies. You can see their bodies, they're left there. And what can the Iraqi do if America behind him? And nobody can. They kept on protesting. At that time in Hawija, they wanted Maliki to release the women, who were arrested without a legal authorization. They came and arrest women, and they have been raped, and I don't know, it's a very bad situation. They are trying just to tell him release the women, and you saw what this is, one of SWAT crimes. The other crime I send you in Karbala, there is a soccer coach who came from Holland, and he's a very good gentleman, and he's really brilliant, and they just killed him. They went
My goodness. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Buthaina Nevlin. Could you talk to us about Saddam Hussein's assassination, his trial? A lot of people think that he had a lot of doubles and that he was not killed, but one of his doubles was killed. Could you talk to us about the trial, about his attorney, about what happened to his attorney? Why don't you give us those details?
Three of the tribunal were killed and one fled. Yes, Diana, I really want to give you some a hint about the corruption in Iraq. Maybe I'll put it later on. But
sure.
I want to talk about Hussein Shahristani. Just 1 minute. I just want to give the audience an idea how this mafia, how this big war mafia between United States, Britain, UK, and the so-called Iraqi government. The latest scandals was with Maliki. I mean, every day he has a scandal. But the Iraqi Central Bank, I will leave it this. There is a man, his name is Hussein Shahristani. Allegedly, he said that he is a nuclear physicist. And allegedly, in a book published in UK by a Zionist agent, which I call him, Andrew Cockburn and Patrick Cockburn. The book is called Out of the Ashes, published in 1999, The Resurrection of Saddam Hussein. This book came 1999, and it talk about that this Hussein al-Shahristani was asked by Saddam Hussein to work in the mass destruction weapon or nuclear weapon of Iraq. And Hussein al-Shahristani refused because of his ethics. And in a result of that, he was jailed, but he managed to run away. I mean, this is a big lie. I mean, just to the name, Hussein al-Shahristani works in the Iraqi nuclear planet or factory. That's a big lie. Iraq never allowed anybody who hasn't Iraqi citizenship or Arab citizen or came from Arab or Iraqi mother or father work in these sensitive position. You know, we have a nuclear plant in Baghdad, which was destroyed by Israel in 1982. And those who were working, mostly French scientists, and it was meant for a peaceful mission. And in this book, Mr. Coburn and his brother glorifying this big liar as he is such and such. Now, this guy, Hussein al-Shahristani, who was glorified by the British Zionist writers, he was in charge of the oil department or oil ministry from 2005 till now. And from 2005 till now, we don't know where is the Iraqi oil go. We know it go. We know that they sign a lot of project and agreement. Iraq never get anything out of it. His latest scandal: he signed an agreement to build a refinery in Meysane province with a company in Switzerland called Satarim. I read it in Arabic. And this company supposed to the agreement or the accord worth $6.5 billion. $6.5 billion. When this news went aired, a gentleman, an Iraqi engineer who lived in Switzerland, where this company is, went to these companies and asked about it, and he found this company is a fictitious company. It's just a small company that has a lawyer and a mailbox and has nothing to do with the oil industry. So Mr. Laith Kubba, who's an Iraqi professor of engineering, who lived now in Switzerland, send a letter to all Iraqi news agency, all the TV channel, to the prime minister, telling him that this company is a fictitious company. There is nothing on the ground about this company. When this came, everybody knows that this 6.5 is going to Shahristani and Maliki and their buddies. Within this time, another scandal discovered. The hero of this scandal is the brother of Hussein al-Shahristani. His name is Rida Shahristani. What's his scandal? His scandal that he also signed a project or an agreement to provide electric generators with a Canadian fictitious company called CAPGENT. I don't know how you... CAPGENT. When he... and when it discovered, the Minister of Electricity, Mr. Ra'ash Shalal, came and confessed. He said, look, I know there is no such a thing as this Canadian company, but Hussein al-Shahristani, or Rida al-Shahristani, who was very powerful in Iraq, forced me to sign this thing. And I told them, my authority is to sign projects within the limit of $250 million, and I can't sign this big project. So they told him, either you do it or you get killed. And they told him, this is between you and us and Maliki, and nobody should know. No, the cabinet, the ministerial cabinet, and the parliament, or the so-called Iraqi parliament, nobody should know about that. But now it's exposed, and this minister, he resigned and fled Iraq. So I just want to give you a little hint about the whole mafia that UK and US are were doing. They glorify their men, and they put them to power to facilitate the theft of the Iraqi revenue, which is the big one, is oil. That's one thing. Now we go back to the trial of Saddam Hussein. Of course, there is no double, or nobody resembles Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein died, really. He died. I mean, everybody know that. This is one of the things that the media of UK and US was fanning, this lies. Of course, many, many lies about him. One of them, that the one who showed on the TV and he was very brave and very coherent and very solid, was his double. No, he was really killed, and I will go on that. This tribunal, the so-called tribunals, I will read you the criticism about it. First, it was authored by the occupation forces governor, Paul Bremer. So everything under the occupation was based on false pretext. So it should, I mean, it's false and wrong from the beginning. Okay. All the trial of Saddam Hussein was trial of deposed President of Saddam Hussein by the Iraqi interim government, which means the puppet government of Paul Bremer, to try him for crimes against humanity. The Coalition Provisional Authority voted to create the Iraqi Special Tribunal, IST, consisting of five judges and on 9 December 2003, to try Saddam on the charges of war crime. The trial was viewed in some quarters as a kangaroo court, or a show trial. Amnesty International stated that the trial was unfair. Human Rights Watch noting that Saddam's execution follows a flawed trial and marks a significant step away from the rule of law in Iraq. Okay, there's supposed to be some charges, a Dujail massacre, one thing, which is he was tried and executed. Halabja, he never tried. The invasion of Kuwait, he never tried about. I mean, they didn't do that. Iran-Iraq war. And one other thing, the 1991 killing of they call it the Shiite uprising. They went and they tried him on the Dujail massacre. What is the Dujail massacre? Let me tell. In 1982, Saddam was visiting a province of Diyala. There is a city called Dujail. Within that time, he was heavily shot with bullets. And he was about to kill, but he, escaped the death. At that time, I hear the music now.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. It's just incredible to me that they would try him on crimes against humanity after killing 1.5 million people. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. When did you come over here from Iraq?
I'm sorry, Diana.
When did you come over here from Iraq?
2004. Okay. 2004.
Okay, just so our listeners understand that you were there, you know what went on.
Yeah. Connection, and I'm always with the news, the Arab news, and the Iraq.
Sure.
And there are a lot of organization, and everything what I say, it's on the news there.
So, sure.
We go back to the trial. So the trial began 2005, and the only charge that they discussed in this tribunal is the jail incidents. Why it's important, this jail incidents, and that's it. After that, he was executed and all other charged dropped. I mean, if the significance, allegedly, he killed 140 people. If you go with their lies, why you tried him for 140 people and you forget the Halabja people, which is 5,000 allegedly that killed by the Iraqi army. It doesn't make sense. How about the Kuwait invasion? I mean, everybody knows that Iraqi troops went into Kuwait. I mean, that's nobody can say no about that. Why this incident, and why they execute him for this incident? What make this incident special? I was telling you that Dijel is a small city in Diyala province, which President Saddam Hussein was visiting in 1982, and there was assassination attempt, and it failed. So they captured all those who was shooting fire on his procession, and they tried them. Their trial took 3 years, and they executed the perpetrators, and to those who did this failed assassination attempt were the leader of a band. Party called a Da'wah Islamic party, who now is in charge or ruling Iraq from 2004. When the shooting time happened, Iraqi media didn't say anything. We heard about the assassination from the Iranian radio, Iranian Arab radio. They were saying that they called the those who want to assassinate Saddam our brave sons who want to end the infidels or end the rule of the infidels of Baghdad. So this is the first time Iraqis knows about this assassination attempt from the Iranian radio. After that, we know that there's all those who did this are the leaders of this banned party called a Da'wah party. This party, I think it was established in 1957 by UK, Iran, and the Iranian Iranian religious group who were living in Iraq. And you can go to Wikipedia and say Islamic Da'wah Party, D-A-W-A, and you will see their sabotage and their mass killing and their attempt to to sabotage not only Iraq, but even the nearby country like Kuwait. In the 80s, they tried to assassinate Jaber Sabah, the Prince of Kuwait. They, in 1982, they demolished and bombed the Iraqi embassy in Lebanon. They have a big hand in the kidnapping and butchering of the 200 Marines in Lebanon in the 80s. You can see, just in the Wikipedia, which I don't trust too much, but you can see even in this one, there are all their crimes there. This banned party, it was banned in the 1980 in Iraq after a string of bombs and assassination to the Iraqi people. And the biggest one when they tried to assassinate Mr. Tariq Aziz in 1979. They bombed a big university in Baghdad called Al-Mustansariya University in 1979. And when the next day they came to the funeral of those who were killed in the first day, and they bombed the funeral. So after that, it was banned, and all their leaders get tried and executed. I mean, those who are really committed this crime. So this is the thing that Saddam tried upon, the assassination of 100. They call 48 people. That number is not correct, and the prosecutor never will be able to give a correct number. The lawyers of Saddam, there were six lawyers. One of them killed Mr. Khamis al-Ubaidi. He was very hideously killed and mutilated, and his body was found in hanging on a light post. And you can see the picture. You can see how hideous his torture was. And there is another video, I send it to you. He talks with those who kidnap him. They introduce themselves as employee from the Ministry of Interior, which led by this guy, Solar. Everybody in Iraq know who is Solar. He is the butcher of Baghdad, they call him. He is the one who came with hideous method of torturing prisoners, using the drill. They call him Solar drill because he opened holes with the prisoners or anybody who kidnap using the drill. And you can see that there are a lot of holes in the body of Mr. Khamis al-Ubaidi. So the defense team argued, they told them, give us the name of those who allegedly said killed or executed illegally or unlawfully by the court, the revolutionary court. There are some people executed, yes, but all of them are the criminals of a Dawa party, and they took a very fair trial, and it took 3 years to finish their trial. It started from 1982 to 1985. At the end of 1985, they were executed, and they were a few, not 100, less than 100, less than that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure about the number, but people say it's a handful, 10, 20, something like that. It's not that big number. First, I'm talking about Khamis al-Ubaidi. Khamis al-Ubaidi, when in one in his defense sessions, he asked the judge about the full name of those who allegedly killed by the revolutionary court. They managed to give him some names. When he read some of these names, I think they gave him 20, he said 15 of them are still alive. So 15 of them are still alive. And he told them, this is on YouTube, all this. He told them, tomorrow I'll bring them. He called the people in the jail, and they answered him, and they told him that, I think they told him that they are coming to show themselves and show their names. And he said to the judge, tomorrow I'm going to bring 15 of these names and show them to you that they are alive. This is the last words of the poor Mr. Khamis al-Ubaidi, because after this session, he went to his house, he kidnapped, he was tortured and thrown, and that's it, that's the end of Khamis al-Ubaidi. He is the last one who was killed. The first one, lawyers who was killed, his name is Sa'adun al-Janabi. He's a very experienced lawyer, and he was the lawyer of the chief judge of Iraq Revolution Court. He was kidnapped. Also, his family issued a statement, and the people around him, he was kidnapped from his office in our city in Baghdad. And people who are around him, they said the Ministry of Interior came. They told them, we are the Minister of Interior people, and you have to come with us. And
All righty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest today, Boothena Nevlin. So stay tuned. Talk to you soon.